Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I'll be sharing with you the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter for April of 2017. And of course, the content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. We have several good topics in this week's newsletter, and I'm just going to start by pointing out that the Disability Advocacy Conference is on April 20th this year, which means it is just a few days away, just a couple weeks now. And if you'd like more information on that, you can find it on www.disabilityrightsnc.org. And I'll be repeating that and other contact information for the Disability Rights of North Carolina organization at the end of this podcast. Our topics today are, of course, the Disability Advocacy Conference, the Vocational Rehabilitation Handbook, Progress on Raise the Age, Dispute Resolution in Special Education, and the Importance of the PNA System. All right, so our Disability Advocacy Conference is just 16 days away. They have a movie trailer out on the website if you want to see more. And it says this year will be our biggest conference yet. Self-advocates, professionals, and family members from all over the state have registered. The agenda includes sessions on a wide range of issues affecting the rights of people with disabilities, including special education, vocational rehab, the justice system, Medicaid, and more. You can see videos of our staff describing their conference sessions on their YouTube channel, which you can reach through the website. They say, "We hope to see you there." Next, the Vocational Rehabilitation Handbook. Our new guide, Working with Vocational Rehabilitation, provides important information about what supports VR offers and how to make sure that you get what you need. The VR program provides goods and services to help people with disabilities get jobs and support themselves. VR can help you prepare to work, get a job, keep a job, and learn the skills you need to earn a higher pay or get a promotion. Our guide walks you through the process for getting goods and services from VR and explains what your rights are. Progress on Raise the Age. The bill to raise the age for adult criminal prosecution from 16 to 18 now has more than 60 sponsors in the North Carolina House. It has the support of law enforcement and the courts, as well as organizations that advocate for children's well-being. Right now, North Carolina is one of only two states that automatically prosecute both 16 and 17-year-olds as adults. At least two-thirds of these children have disabilities, and you can learn more by reading on our Raise the Age handout. If the Juvenile Justice Reinvestment Act becomes law, youth charged with crimes instead except certain high-level felonies, would be prosecuted in the juvenile justice system instead. That way, they can have access to a broad array of diversionary, rehabilitative, and educational tools that produce better outcomes for kids, their families, and society. Dispute resolution in special education. Disability Rights NC senior attorney Virginia Fogg wrote this excellent piece for EDNC.org on the issues she often sees when dealing with disputes between schools and parents of students with disabilities. Communication gaps and reluctance to share important but personal information often undermine the goal of making sure the student gets the education that he or she needs. As Virginia explains in this excerpt, another common stumbling block is the tendency to play, quote, the blame game. And she says, it is tempting to rehash the past in an IEP meeting, repeatedly describing the student's defiance in class or the staff's intervention that the parents didn't like. But revisiting these events doesn't help unless the discussion focuses on the underlying reasons for the action and what can be done differently going forward. Creative problem solving needs to be the goal, not proving someone else did something wrong. You can read her entire piece, again, on the website. the importance of the P&A system. Right now, you might be saying, what on earth is a P&A system? P&A stands for Protection and Advocacy, and the system is made up of organizations in every state and territory dedicated to protecting and advocating for the rights of people with disabilities. Disability Rights NC is the P&A agency for North Carolina. Our board member, Dr. Crystal Bowe, wrote about the importance of the P&A system for the Gaston Gazette. As she explains, Congress created the P&A system after newsman Geraldo Rivera did a series of reports about Willowbrook, an institution in New York with horrifying conditions. Dr. Bowe has seen how the P&A system benefits people with disabilities in her practice and in her life. Here's an excerpt from her piece. In the Tar Heel State, Disability Rights of North Carolina, a nonprofit organization, has served as the protection and advocacy agency since 2007. Disability Rights NC advocates for equal rights of people with all kinds of disabilities. The staff also monitor state institutions to ensure the conditions at Willowbrook are never replicated, and they work to ensure that individuals with physical, intellectual, and developmental disabilities, as well as mental illness, have the same access to opportunities as their non-disabled peers. I have now seen how a strong protection and advocacy agency like Disability Rights NC directly benefits people with disabilities in North Carolina. Its advocacy work means my family members with disabilities have support to live in the community and have access to education and job training. Its protection work means my patients with disabilities who live in group homes are in a safe, clean environment and are able to voice any concerns about their home and treatment. You can learn more about the full piece on the website and about the P&A system as well. And that concludes our podcast this afternoon for our on-target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter. We've run out of time for today, but be sure to tune in next time. You can get more information about the Disability Rights NC newsletter or any of the topics that I discussed today at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. You also can reach them at 877-235-4210. That was 877-235-4210 or at 919-856-2195. And again, that was 919-856-2195. So this concludes today's episode. Be sure to tune in next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That was 919-832-5138. Have a wonderful day.